الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا أردنا أن نهلك قرية أمرنا مترفيها ففسقوا فيها فحق عليها القول فدمرناها تدميرا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تعرض الفتن على القلوب كالحصير عودا عودا فأي قلب أشربها نكت فيه نكتة سوداء وأي قلب أنكرها نكت فيه نكتة بيضاء إلى آخر الحديث أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders. Something that we commonly bring onto our tongues in general discussions is that we are living in very challenging times. And as the days go by, these challenges increase, become more intense. And this is something that has already been foretold to us by Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That as Qiyamah will approach, then there will be the various fitnas that will appear. The word fitna itself is something to understand that what this fitna means. This is a word which is commonly used in our language as well. So what is this fitna all about? In the literal sense of the word, when they used to test gold, then it should be put into the melting pot and it should be tested that what is the purity of it, how genuine it is. So that is, that testing is what is fitna. Testing of that gold. So likewise, the various fitnas that come about are also a test of some wealth. The literal sense was the fitna, meaning testing of the wealth of gold and silver. But this wealth, this fitna that comes on land and sea, tests the wealth of iman. That to what extent is this iman alive, strong, healthy? To the extent that this iman is healthy and strong and alive, to that extent it will flee from the fitna. And to the extent that the iman is weak, it is ill, it will get attracted to the fitna. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rather Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his time, he addressed the Sahaba ikram and he asked them, that have any of you heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describing the fitan, the various fitnas that will come in time? So many of them said, yes, we heard. So Hazrat Umar said, maybe you are referring to those challenges, those tests that come into a person's life, day to day, small little challenges in his family, in his wealth, in his life. So they said, yes, that's what we are referring to. The day-to-day things that happen with everybody, some ups and downs. So he said, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about allati tamujuka mawjil bahr. I'm talking about those fitnas that come like the rolling waves of the sea. And what is the message in this similitude, this comparison? That when the waves of the ocean, when a person is standing at the shore, it just seems like it will never end. And it never ends. Barely one wave has come and the next one is already coming. And the second one has come and the third one is already coming. And likewise, when the fitnas come, one will not even finish. The person won't even be yet aware of how to handle it. In the meantime, the next one has already broken on the shore. And the second one a person will still try to come to terms with. By then the third one is already there. And the other thing about the waves of the ocean is that often it happens, especially if it is high tide, then each wave seems bigger than the one before it. Person seems that this wave was very big. Then the next one comes, it seems like the first one was nothing. Like that, when the fitnas will crash upon the ummah, each fitna will seem worse than the one before it. And to the extent where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, تَضَعُ الْعَاقِلَ حَيْرَانٍ, that it will leave an intelligent person totally bewildered. What do I do and how do I go about it? How do I save myself? How do I save my family? How do I save those who are near and dear to me? And how do I save the ummah at large? So in any case, when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, I am asking about those fitnas. So Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was sitting there. He said, I heard about it. So Umar asked, what did you hear? Tell us. So he says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on one occasion said, that تُعْرَضُ الْفِتَنُ عَلَى الْقُلُوبِ كَالْحَصِيرِ عُودًا عُودًا, that the fitnas will come upon the hearts. This is the first place where the fitna attacks. And this is the wealth of iman that gets tested. That when the fitna comes, is there an aversion? Is there something that is from within saying that this is no way that I'm going to go near it? Or does the heart start getting attracted to it? So this is like that gold used to be tested to see how genuine it is. Now this has become the test of the wealth of iman. That is this now inclining towards the fitna? And it's rushing towards it. That this looks very exciting. That everybody is going in this direction, why must I get left out? And this phase taking place, everybody is there, why must I be out of it? This new ideology has come, everybody is taking to it, why must I be out of it? So when that fitna appears, is the heart getting attracted to it, despite the fact that the laws of Allah Ta'ala are being trampled, despite the fact that it's got nothing to do with the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, despite the fact that it is taking people away from deen, but is the heart getting attracted? This is a sign that that iman hasn't the strength that it should have. And immediately the iman is alive, it will start coming into action. And what is required for this, to understand that this is a fitna, this requires that sensitivity of iman. Like we have the five senses, the sense of smell, of sight, of hearing, of touch, taste. There's a sense of iman also. And if a person, for example, is very severely congested, so now his sense of smell is totally distorted. Now he cannot smell what's going on. The fragrance of the food he cannot smell, and the odor of something that is rotting also he can't smell. So like that, there's a sense of iman. And the person whose sinuses of iman are congested, then the fitnas are all around him, and the thing that will be on the tongue is, but what's wrong with this? What is wrong with it? If somebody is dressing in this way, which is totally shameless, but what is wrong with it? Can't be so serious about it. One person wrote that I've given up watching television, etc. But now my mother says that you can't become so extreme. This is not the way you should carry on about it. These are things. So a person who wants to give up sin, then that is the wrong thing. The person who wants to stay on the right path, that is the wrong thing. And the person who is involving himself in the haram, that fitna is all right around there. What is going on that screen is a total fitna. But the sinuses of iman are clogged. The person can't smell the fitna. The person can't see it because the cataracts have come upon the eyes of iman. The person can't see the fitna. The person can't smell it. Nothing. So this sensitivity of iman, if it's alive, the person will be able to pick up this fitna is very dangerous. This is something that will destroy my iman also. So Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu is saying that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said these fitnas will come on the heart. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives an example as well. Kal hasir, like a straw mat. Kal hasiri udan udan. When the straw mat is made, then these straws are just dropped one after the other in place. We may not have seen how this is done, so it's difficult to imagine it. But it is very simple to bring that picture in our mind that something is being made and it's just falling into place one after the other. Like that, the fitnas will keep coming onto the heart. The fitna of shamelessness, the behayai and immorality. And then this will creep into such a point that what 20 years ago a person would have been totally aghast and shocked at it. That la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. How can this picture be brought in my house? And 20 years later, after it has creeped in such a way, then it will be open in every newspaper and mother and son will be reading it together and father and daughter will be reading it together and nobody will blink an eyelid because the sensitivity of iman has deadened to a point. And everybody will be comfortable with that behayai, with that shamelessness, whether it is on the screen, whether it is in that newspaper, whether it is in some magazine, and whether it is in anything else, the media and wherever else, whether it is in the way of the dressing, where sometimes youngsters come and say that I can't handle the way my mother dresses. I can't handle the way my sister dresses. But the sinuses of iman will be clogged to the point where these fitnas will be abounding and nobody will be blinking an eyelid. The fitna of wealth will come, where wealth will become the focus of life, where a person's life will revolve not around deen, that is salah time now, so this will stop. This is now the time for this dini duty of mine, so everything else will stop. Everything will rather revolve around dunya. That at this time, I will be busy, so I'll make my salah later. And if it can't be made in time, then it will be made qaza. Fine, but I'll make it, doesn't matter. But everything, the decisions will revolve around dunya. So the fitna of dunya will come. The fitna of free thinking will come. We are free people. The whole world is free. So we are free to do as we want, we are free to think as we want, we are free to have our own opinions on things. And then even in deen, everybody becomes an expert. That, why should I be following somebody else? I'm an intelligent person, Allah Ta'ala has given me brains, I have a mind of my own, I can think for myself. So, if I feel something is correct, then I must follow it. So, the Quran Sharif, what Allah Ta'ala says, that, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Follow the path of those, of people, who have turned to me in reality. That doesn't matter, I got to follow what I think is right. Then the month of Ramadan will come, well, it's easier for me to perform 8 rakats tarawih, that suits me. So therefore, now all this 20 rakats, whether it's happening from the time of 14 centuries in the Haram Sharif, in the Haramain Sharifain, the 20 rakats have been performed, and throughout the world 20 rakats have been performed from ages. But now this suits me, so the fitna of desires, following desires, that will take over. What suits me, I will take. What doesn't suit me, I'll have some explanation for it. Following those who have knowledge of deen, and فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask those of knowledge if you do not have their expertise and knowledge, that will be on the side. So all these fitnas will creep in. So that Huzaifa radiallahu anhu is saying that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these fitnas will come on the heart like the straw mat as the straws are falling one after the other in place. And in all the various things, the fitna of entertainment, every person will be glued on entertainment. That it will be glued on the bahut bari musibat, the BBM. It can be useful also. But when that starts distracting a person from family time, from even deen, when it starts getting him involved in sin, then it becomes the bahut bari musibat. It becomes a big calamity on him. So that becomes a fitna itself. And all the various other things that carry on. So, as Huzaifa says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, فَأَيُّ قَلْبٍ أُشْرِبَهَا. Whichever heart latches onto this, نُكِتَ فِيهِ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَى. Then that heart, one dark spot appears on it. Then the second fitna comes. The person now goes into that as well, takes on to that, then another dark spot comes, and this continues, then what happens, Al Huzaifa discusses further, and he says, وَأَيُّ قَلْبٍ أَنْكَرَهَا نُكِتَ فِيهِ نُكْتَةٌ بَيْضَى. And whichever heart made mujahada against this fitna, that when that fitna came, that temptation came, everything looked very glamorous, everything was looking very, very exciting, but he had the sensitivity of iman. His sinuses of iman were not clogged. There were no cataracts on the iman of his sight. And he sensed this fitna. And therefore, if a person is not sure, one of the things that is essential in able to distinguish what is a fitna is proper ilm. And a person without that proper knowledge sometimes will take some complete deviation to be something good and will get trapped in that fitna. So it is essential that we refer to those who have knowledge. We refer to the ulama-i kiram. Otherwise many new things will keep coming about. And it will come about in very exciting ways, in very attractive packaging. The slogans and the labels will be very attractive. But what is the reality behind it is not everybody's job to be able to distinguish it at first look. It's only after a long time has passed, and when a person realizes where he finished off, only then his eyes open up that where I ended myself in. So this heart that now makes mujahada against this fitna doesn't give in. Everybody can be going somewhere, but the laws of Allah Ta'ala being broken there, I won't go near there. This is something looking very exciting, but I'll refer to the ulama-i kiram first and find out what is the reality. That nukita fihi nuktatun bayda. This heart will brighten up to a point, a light will appear in the heart. Now this will carry on both sides. On this side, every fitna comes, this heart is latching onto it. As a result, this heart then gets engulfed in darkness. And on the other hand, this heart is continuously making this mujahada. And it's sometimes not an easy thing. That mujahada of shamelessness is all around. But this fitna of shamelessness is all around. But this heart is making that mujahada. That I will break my heart, but I won't break the command of Allah Ta'ala. As a result, this heart gets brighter and brighter. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then says, Hatta tasira ala qalbain. Then these hearts are categorized into two categories thereafter. One of them becomes bayda, misla safa, completely brightened. And the example Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives is like marble. Marble is completely bright, shiny, white. The smallest speck of any dirt will be easily visible on it. So anything small, little, also some deviation, this heart immediately perceives that this is wrong. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that this heart becomes fitna proof. La yadurruhu fitnatun ma damati samawati wal ard. That this heart becomes fitna proof. If you pour some water on that marble also, it totally flows away. This heart becomes fitna proof. Nothing then thereafter, after this constant mujahada and brightening it and strengthening it, no fitna can then deviate this heart. And the other, aswadu murbadan kalkuzi mujakhiyan la ya'rifu ma'rufa wa la yunkiru munkara illa ma ushriba min hawa. That the other becomes totally engulfed in darkness. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi gives another example. Like a utensil that has been turned upside down. Now you put that utensil that has been turned upside down under the Niagara Falls also. But not one drop will come inside it. Because it is upside down. And if it's right side up, even if it's under a tap that's dripping one drop a day, or one drop a month, there's a chance that it will get full someday. But if it is upside down, what chance can there be that one drop will come? Unless the person then makes sincere tawbah and comes back. But as long as it's upside down and engulfed in the darkness, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, لا يعرف معروفا ولا ينكر منكرا إلا ما أشرب من هوا. He is not interested now in what is right and what is wrong. He's only interested in what I want, what I desire, what suits me. Whether it is in deen, whether it is in dunya. What is halal and haram, that doesn't matter to me. What is permissible, impermissible, as long as I'm entertained, as long as I feel excited, as long as I am enjoying myself, as long as I think this is right, that is sufficient for me. So as a result, the person gets deeper and deeper in those desires of his, and then it's destruction in dunya and akhirat. So the thing of the need of the time is that we recognize the fitnas around us. Whether it's a fitna of shamelessness, whether it's a fitna of the dunya, whether it's a fitna of the free thinking. And the fitnas are abounding in every form and shape around us. The need is to recognize these fitnas. And then what is necessary for us to do? Hazrat Fudayl bin Ayyaz rahimahullah on one occasion, and this is actually extracted from the subject matter of one hadith. He said that the time will come, fi akhir zaman, ilzamu as-sawami'. That when the time comes, so somebody asked, what is the sawami'? He said, al-buyut. That stick to your homes. Don't be loitering around all over the place. Don't decide to go and, if something is happening somewhere, the whole town is there, I must be there as well. Because only the very chosen people will then be safe from the fitnas of that time. It's not everybody's ability to repel those fitnas. They will come in so silently, and they will creep in such a way that, as we mentioned, 20 years ago, which every person would have been totally shocked about, now it's just common, nothing about it. Nobody bats an eyelid that something is wrong also. So what is, how does this happen? These things creep in very subtly, very silently, very quietly. And when it is too late, only then the eyes open up. When the behaya and shamelessness has become the norm, now a person wonders how he's going to reverse the tide. But nevertheless, Allah Ta'ala has still given us life, still given us time. We need to start becoming very conscious of this. On one occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam discussed the various fitnas, and then he gave some advice. How will one be able to stay away from these fitnas? Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafa'ir rashideen al-mahdiyin. That hold on firmly to my sunnah. There can be no deen without sunnat. A person can be giving us the most flowery discourse, but if the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is missing in that whole situation, in that person's life, then that is of no value in terms of deen and in terms of the Quran and sunnah and in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There's no value in that. The value of it is if there is ittiba sunnat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, hold on firmly to my sunnah. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafa ar-rashidin al-mahdiyin, and the way of my rightly guided khulafa. Otherwise a person will come and he'll say, no, this 20 rakats of Tarawih, Hazrat Umar started it. Who's Hazrat Umar? We are also people, he's also a person. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. And what did Abu Hanifa know? We're also a person and he's also a human being. And a person will, the fitna of la'ana akhiru hadhi al-ummati awwalaha. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that the latter part of the ummah will start reviling and cursing even the former part of the ummah. You'll see it happening in front of you. So this is how quietly these fitnas will creep in. And a person will start uttering these things with his own mouth, and then he'll think, inna lillah, what did I say? But where did it come from? Because we didn't stick to what Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us beforehand. تَمَسَّكُوا بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ تَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا وَعَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِزِ. Hold on firmly to it. Don't let it go for anything. So this is a very challenging time that we are living in. And as the days go by, these challenges will intensify. These fitnas will increase. And therefore the way of najat, the way of salvation, is that we stick on firmly to the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way of the Khulafa'i Rashideen and the Sahaba'i Kiram, and this very same pure way which has been handed down to us via the Ulama'i Kiram of every era, and which has come down to us in that pristine purity. This is what we have to hold on to. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.